Raven, picture it. You're flying down the highway, right? And all of a sudden you hear,
it's a terrible feeling.
And you look in your rearview mirror, and sure enough, there's that cop right on your tail. You put on your blinker, you pull over to the right, he knocks on your door. What's the excuse that you give to the police officer on why you were speeding?
Well, I can't remember him knocking on the door before. I typically roll it down before he gets there, and I turn the lights on and all that stuff. I mean, as soon as I get pulled over, I want to be as courteous as possible. But then, I don't know. You know, no matter how many times you've been through it, you have that contemplation right before he gets there. Am I going to tell the truth or am I going to lie?
Mm-hmm.
You know, human beings, for the most part, I would say 90% of us are probably going to lie. Usually the bathroom one is a good one. Not feeling well. Sorry, I was distracted by this. But if you say the word distracted, that's like, give me a ticket for distracted driving.
Okay, top three excuses when they get pulled over.
Okay.
Number three, everyone else was going the same speed.
Oh, don't do that.
Oh.
They don't like that one. It's like teachers. If everybody else was jumping off a bridge, would you?
The truth of the matter is that a lot of times this is true for me because I kind of just go with the flow of traffic.
Sure.
So like you're going with the flow and you don't realize the flow is about 84 miles per hour.
Yeah, but you got nailed. You're the one that got nailed.
Second one, there's a medical emergency. I don't feel right. I feel like when you say things like that, you're jinxing yourself.
I can't agree with you more, right? If you say your mom or somebody is sick, guess what? Next week when mom drops, it's your fault.
100% your fault.
That's right.
You got to live with that for the rest of your life.
Would have been better to just pay the ticket.
Right. Number one excuse that people give when they get pulled over for speeding, I didn't know I was speeding.
That's a good one, too. I was thinking for a minute, you're not paying attention. You're just going with the flow of traffic, but you're not saying, look, he was doing it. Why are you bothering me? You're saying it in a different way.
One in four people, 26% of the time, if you say that, the cop lets you go.
Wow.
Doesn't that seem like surprising, right?
I'm thinking that when we say it, cops don't believe us.
Well, I never say an excuse. For the most part, what I do is I just immediately begin apologizing and cry. So I'm sorry. I didn't know. I'm so sorry.
How can you say I'm sorry and then I didn't know in the same sentence? Like, if you're sorry, you clearly know.
How many times have I gotten pulled over and not gotten a ticket? Zero. Every single time I've gotten a ticket. So whatever I'm doing, just don't do that.
You think that they find the obnoxious crier more?
Yeah, I mean, I don't do it on purpose. It's ridiculous.
Hannah and Raven have already read the entire internet before you've even had coffee. Here's what's trending.
Up first, Medina Spirit is trending, Raven. Medina Spirit, that's the horse that won the Kentucky Derby.
Of course I know that. I mean, I'm a horse racing aficionado.
He's going to be stripped of the win because he failed the post-race drug test. They have to do a second one.
This is so nasty, man. I mean, I honestly, when I hear stuff like this, it just gives me a terrible feeling.
It gets a little more interesting because you read the headline and you're like, all right.
Okay,
but the Hall of Famer trainer, his name is Bob Baffert, Medina Spirit's trainer. Here he is.
Medina Spirit has never been treated with betamethasone. So I cannot believe that I'm here.
His lawyer.
Before you guys, I never thought I'd be here. Yesterday, I got the biggest gut punch in racing for something that I didn't do.
Two things. One, he sounds so earnest, and you're like, oh my gosh, what happened?
Whatever.
And then you continue to read, and you're like, wait a minute. This is the fifth horse in the last year that he has trained that has failed a drug test.
Oh, my gosh. So the shock and indifference to these accusations. I mean, I think that he's just good at answering these questions just because maybe he's in practice.
That's what I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Five horses? So I guess this betamethasone or whatever it's called, it's not illegal, but it has to be cleared from the horse's system for 2 weeks. But he seems so genuinely, like, shocked. And then you're like, wait a minute. But this is the fifth time this year?
The other thing I heard was is that the levels of which is like he was like twice what is the admitted level or whatever. You know what? It all just feels dirty. Like I enjoy the Kentucky Derby or watching horse racing. I think it's fun. And at the same time, you don't want to think about animals so jacked up on stuff that they need all these different things to just get down the track. You say to yourself, what the hell are we doing? Like, why are we watching that if that's what it takes to do that? You know what I mean? I mean, if they got a problem with steroids in baseball, shouldn't it be the same in horse racing?
And don't you think at this point you should know to shut the ringer off your phone? Like, if you're...
Totally his attorney. 100%.
You know? It's always that one person that doesn't remember, then you hear it out of the back. There it is. Yeah, that one person.
Yeah.
Next thing is trending today. Hashtag thank you nurses. It's National Nurse Appreciation Week, and we have to thank our nurses. I have to say, Raven, I've had to deal with some nurses this past week. It's been pretty terrible. We've had some bad situations happen in my family. And they deserve so much. Obviously, over the pandemic, everything that they've done. But the level of calm that they have to have when these crazy people walk in the doors in hysterics, you have to give them a lot of credit. I don't know how you have that compassion to not only deal with people, but like sick people and having to help them go to the bathroom and dress and like all of that. To be able to deal with people like that, to me, it just seems like you have to be really built for something like that. And I give a lot of credit for those men and women that choose that career. Third thing that's trending is Elon Musk. He held a Saturday Night Live over this past weekend. There's a lot of controversy before the show because people didn't get why he was hosting. He's one of the first non-actor, non-comedian, non-musicians to host besides Donald Trump and Steve Forbes. And he made a pretty big announcement.
I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL. Or at least the first to admit it. But don't worry, I'm pretty good at running human in emulation mode.
And then Dogecoin stocks.
Dogecoin.
It fell 23% after his appearance, and I want to be able to tell you more about it, but I don't understand it. I tried really hard to learn. I read a lot of stuff, and I still don't understand what is happening with that.
Listen, he hosted the show. The world didn't blow up. Everybody can relax again.
Yep.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999.
If you SWAT the local hotel because you think that, you know, your ex or somebody else there is planning their wedding celebration for that place, that's all I need to know about you.
What does that mean, SWAT? I don't know what that means.
So SWAT is when you call and you say, like, there's an active shooter situation like that. And, yes, all the police show up and all that stuff.
What?
It happened in the hotel right around the corner from my house. They haven't said yet that it's a SWAT thing, but I'm relatively certain that that's what happened.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, so there's a number of hotels on this main strip near my house, and one of which is actually closed down, but the other one is kind of it's an affordable place. It has a small ballroom or whatever, and people often, you know, have their own type of festivities there or whatever. So huge police presence Saturday afternoon into evening. I mean, shut down like the entire street. There's cops from three towns over, all this place over there. Nobody can figure out what's going on. They say after, no armed person, no active shooting situation, whatever. And then I'm just seeing photos from the site. And I talk to one of my cop friends, and I can see there's a bride running across the parking lot with her, you know, her dress all held up in her hands, and a groom over there. And I'm thinking to myself, somebody called to ruin her day.
That is terrible.
Yeah, like,
can you imagine?
I can't imagine any other reason that somebody would make that phone call. And in that neighborhood, it would not be frequent for somebody to be out there brandishing a weapon or anything like that. So, pretty crazy.
That
shut down the whole hotel for an entire day.
If you have an ex, that's nuts. And you want to know what? Plenty of us do.
Yes, but move away. That's my best advice to you is if you have an ex that's that crazy, move away.
It's certainly all I need to know about you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Yeah, if you walk in the middle of the aisle while grocery shopping instead of on either of the sides, that's all I need to know about you.
Like if you're the walker, I'm cool with that. But if you're the cart person that's in the middle, yeah. And you know everybody's trying to get around you. Don't act like you don't. So just move over.
Yep. That's all I need to know about you.
My wife does this where she's like, she feels like if she's in a space looking at something on a shelf, that nobody else can enter that space. And I get it. Like an arm across the front of you or whatever, that's rude. That's one thing. But you also cannot park in front of that space for like 5 minutes.
That's the problem I have with people that park. It's like, I'll reach because I'll give you like a good 10, 15 seconds. And then I say, excuse me. And I come in because what am I supposed to do? Stand here for 6 hours while you try to figure out what taco seasoning you're going to use on Thursday night for your meal? there's only so much time you get when you block that space of the grocery store aisle.
No, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I'm telling you, it happens all the time. You have to just kind of reach in and be like, excuse me.
It's one of the most uncomfortable moments when I feel somebody behind me with the cart.
Yeah. Raven, if you push children out of the way so you could video the goats fighting at the farm, that's all I need to know about you.
What happened?
You know, it's Mother's Day weekend at the farm. We're having fun. Mm-hmm. But anytime that there's something crazy that happens with animals, I don't know why adults feel the need that we immediately have to video it.
Everybody wants to go viral.
Right. I'm like, for your 6 likes on Instagram, you just push that 4-year-old out of the way. They just wanted to look at the goats. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you'll never be as cool as somebody else on Snapchat anyway.
No, definitely. All I need to know about you. Best or worst? You get to choose. 1-800-330-9999. What was the best thing that happened to you over the weekend? Or what was the worst? What was it for you, Raven?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm going to go with best. Went out with, obviously, my wife on Mother's Day, but also with her son. And, you know, the thing is, just to see the progress of our kid over the last couple of years, just really amazing. Showed up with the flowers, a cake, all sorts of different stuff. Never once complained, despite spending 3 hours at the vineyard. That was fantastic. Also, we bought a new vacuum cleaner and saved 30% thanks to a coupon, which I really loved. So that was cool.
Your best is that you had a really good coupon for a vacuum?
No. This is Mother's Day, followed by a second.
Okay.
Where we got 25% off the vacuum.
I thought it was 30%. Now it's
25%. Well, 30%. You know, my wife handles that stuff. She told me going out the door it was going to be 40%, but I think we got like 30% is what we got.
You know, I got to be honest with you. When you get a really good deal on something lately, like, you get really excited about it.
We only have about, you know, 100 square feet of carpet, by the way, and we're getting rid of it. But, you know, either way.
Now you got this cool vacuum. Hi, it's Anna Raven. Let's see. 1-800-330-9999. Best or worst? What was it?
Hey, so the worst thing that happened to me over the weekend. So I work 2 jobs. And on Friday, when I got out of my first job, I had a lot of time before I had to go to my second job. So I went to my second job. I parked in the parking lot. I ate my lunch. And then I went in. Unfortunately, I locked my keys in my car. And I didn't have a spare key.
Oh, no.
That's the worst.
So, I know, because I broke the key. I broke my first key in the ignition months back, and they were able to get it out. But I didn't get, I never got around to having a new key, like a new spare key made.
Yeah.
So I ended up having to sit around for like 3 hours for roadside assistance, like for my insurance to come. And luckily I'd left the window open like an inch. So they were able to get some bendy wires and, mm-hmm. and
yeah.
the door open or whatever.
Those guys are aces.
I was sitting in that parking lot for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
That's all those guys need is just a little, I mean, I see him open them all the time. The window's not even open. So that's good. You had good luck that it was open, cracked. That, again, would have been better had you not been there in the first place. But
yeah, definitely.
For Raven, for me, for best or worst, it was nice to spend, obviously, Mother's Day with my mom and my girls. But the worst is my dog, Lila. You know, Lila is a special needs dog. She's incredibly fearful. She's a rescue. She has a lot of issues. But she's 3.5 years old, and she's never had a problem being housebroken in the house. Like, she goes outside. All of a sudden, it's been like 2 weeks. I don't know what's wrong. Mm. I don't know why she's reverting back to this.
Right.
And I don't know what's bothering her.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, I've become like my dog shrink, trying to like figure it out. Oh, and it's driving me crazy.
You know, I got the number for a whisperer.
Oh, my goodness. I you know what I'm doing today? Buying all new rugs and all new dog beds. Like, that's what I have to do today. And I'm just really upset about it because I can't figure out what exactly is wrong with her.
Well, I'll be wishing you well.
It's all up to you. Best or worst? 1-800-330-9999. What was the best thing that happened to you over the weekend or the worst? Hey, Anna and Raven.
Oh, so I made reservations for brunch for Mother's Day for my wife. And we showed up at the restaurant. It was packed. And as it turns out, I made reservations for the wrong location.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they have 2 restaurants and both were absolutely booked. The other location was like 45 minutes away, and they couldn't take us later. So we ended up waiting like an hour and a half there at the Olive Garden.
Oh, that's all right, I guess.
That's rough.
I couldn't believe it.
I can just feel the weight of the disapproving look from my wife or my mother-in-law.
Yesterday, so, you know, I come from a restaurant family. Mother's Day for like higher-end restaurants is the busiest day of the entire year.
Sure.
If you don't figure that out and book that reservation far enough in advance, you're not eating at a decent restaurant.
I scored this week, and I called on Friday and got it for Sunday, if you can believe that.
Oh, you're lucky. What time did you go?
3:30, though.
Oh, good. Well, 3:30 is not bad. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Best or worst?
Oh, God. This was the best weekend. my kids know that I love roses, and for Mother's Day, they got me a bouquet of roses that live for a, like, really long time. They're so beautiful, and I don't understand how they work, but they're just, they're supposed to last an entire year.
So I keep getting these like, ads. What? Do you get the ads too, Raven, or is it just me?
I mean, I think those are silk flowers. What are you looking at?
No. This is a real thing. There's a bunch of different companies. At first, it was just one company that was selling them. Now it's like a bunch of different companies that sell them. And they're these roses that it looks like they're boxes, but they're supposed to last over a year. One of the girls in sales was telling me about it because her husband had gotten them for her last year. Mm. She says that they're beautiful and they're real roses, but they just last forever. I try to research why, but I still don't understand. I think it's a zombie rose.
Well, you got a zombie rose.
That's what I thought. I was like, it has to be witchcraft or some kind of sorcery to make this happen.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And Ann Raven, what was the best thing or the worst thing that happened this weekend?
It's the worst. My brother borrowed my SUV to help move his buddy, and he rear-ended an Amazon delivery van.
Oh.
Oh, that's bad.
Worst thing to hit on the road. What do you think, Raven?
Yep.
I would think either a cop or an ambulance.
Well, once you get past the initial danger, like true danger, you don't want to run into a truck, obviously, because you never know. A truck, if it's driving, will suck you right under it. Or if you've got like a tow truck in front of you, that's bad.
Yeah.
Cop would probably be worse, top of the list.
Cop is the worst thing that you can hit.
Firefighter, right?
Yeah.
Even a cop he's already having a good or a bad day. Firefighter's just out there strictly trying to like put out a fire.
Amazon delivery man, I'd be like, you got anything good in there?
Right.
What are you delivering today?
I mean, at least you get a break, right? Talk to him about that. Be like, you want to use a bathroom around here or something? You know, you got a couple minutes.
Do you guys get in trouble when it's prime today, but you don't get it there on time? Like, I would have a lot of questions for the Amazon driver.
Right. He'd be like, all right. Yeah. All right. I'm just leaving.
Give me your insurance information, ma'am.
Ann Raven, best or worst from the weekend?
It's the best for me. My wife found out that we were pregnant yesterday, but you cannot say my name. Because she says we can't tell anyone yet.
I mean, it's day two. She told you not to tell anybody.
Right. Hope your boy ain't listening. This is what happens, though, with guys. We find out and we want to scream it to the world. Congratulations, man. That's great news.
It's random.
What do you think you're doing?
It's intrusive.
You wanted to force Apple to break through the security wall of an iPhone.
It's time for Raid Raven's phone.
Raid Raven's phone. I love this. He has to hand me his phone. I get to go through his text messages, and then I pick one and read it out loud.
It doesn't really seem legal to tell you the truth.
Hold on. Let's see. I always like to look at the ones between you and your wife, Alicia, to see what you guys are texting about.
Well, just make sure that you read it. Proofread a little bit before you start reading out loud. You find yourself in a dangerous situation.
Yeah. Okay. Raven texted Alicia, babe, would you mind checking to see how much chlorine we actually have?
Oh, you're not going to use my voice?
I will in a minute. I'm wondering how you start a conversation with your wife and you use babe.
Yeah.
That seems weird. Like, doesn't... Like, you're calling her, but it's her text message. So,
how do you start a conversation with your husband?
Like, normal. Like, I would just say, can you see how much chlorine we have? I would be like, hey, babe.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That seems weird.
It's always a term of endearment with my wife.
Okay.
Hello, Snooky Wookie Pookums. Do we have any chlorine? Yes, chlorine, a big concern, Anna. Big concern. My wife's been talking to me about chlorine for weeks before this, and I've been poo-pooing it and just ignoring her. And now all of a sudden the day came, I read an article. Now I'm concerned with chlorine also.
Okay.
Babe, would you mind checking to see how much chlorine we actually have?
All right,
I'm thinking of stopping at Ocean State on the way home.
That's where I get the chlorine cheap, man. On the cheap.
And then she writes back, after I shower... She didn't call you babe.
No, she didn't. Well, I said it first, so maybe the only one babe is what we need in that conversation.
Yeah. And then she sent a picture of Arm & Hammer baking soda, jumbo tabs of Pool Mate, and then something else I can't see on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote, two bucket is empty, and I can't get the bottom one open.
I mean, the bottom one's the one I got to get into.
Well, that's what you write. The bottom one's the key, of course. What are you trying to figure out? How much chlorine you have?
Yeah, whether or not we're going to survive this chlorine shortage that's going on.
And clearly she's not into your immediate concern about how much chlorine you have. She's like, I'll try again after. And you write, you can feel the weight. Shake it. Just got out of the shower, babe. I'll do it shortly.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there, lady, and check. I need to know about chlorine instantly.
Well, it doesn't matter because you can't get the container open.
Oh!
That That container will not open, but it feels less than half full.
That's lasted us 2 seasons. I'm guessing we're good for quite a while. Yeah, chlorine, huh? Wiped out.
Oh, that's when I went to the store.
Mm.
I called her in between that, and I stopped at the store. Nothing. 8-pound bucket Anazap, $49.
Wait a minute. So is there really a chlorine shortage?
Apparently there is. There was some big fire down in Louisiana or something like that, and I guess that's where they make chlorine in America. So now everybody's got a chlorine problem. Plus, everybody went out and bought a pool last year because we were all stuck at home.
It's true. So I can understand why this would happen. But I like that she's not even concerned. She's like, go look for a runner rug. The next part of this text conversation between you and your wife, Alicia Raven, she texts you to initiate the conversation, and she says, good morning, babe. Which is funny because, again, she calls you babe.
I'm telling you, there's babe in there. When we want something from the other, we're going to use some terms of endearment.
I have to call the doctor. I woke up and now my eye is swollen. I also woke up in the middle of the night with the worst stomach ache. I'm falling apart. Now, all of a sudden, Raven, you turn into a doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, you better get to the doctor then. Infection can show up in all sorts of spots in the body.
I mean, since when are you a doctor and you know that? You're just making that up. Oh, God. And then she sends a terrible picture of her eye.
Hey, you open the message.
Has your child ever accidentally bought something online? What was it? 1-800-330-9999. Noah is 4 years old, and he loves SpongeBob. And he's been all over the internet trending lately. He's gone viral. Why, Raven? Because he somehow managed to order $2,618.85 worth of SpongeBob popsicles from Amazon.
I mean, who even knew there was such a thing? But a couple clicks and all of a sudden you got a real problem.
51 cases, 918 SpongeBob popsicles show up at the house.
I mean, nobody questions this. I mean, the company that's selling them thinks it's the greatest day of their life, their existence.
Oddly enough, you know, my oldest daughter, Hayden, she loves SpongeBob.
Sure.
And has been looking for these popsicles every time we go places or every time there's like an ice cream truck. They're really hard to come by.
Well.
So he probably saw them online on Amazon and was like, buy, buy, buy. But because they're ice cream, they're non-refundable. Now, his mom is a social worker and is going to school, so she doesn't have any cash. Like a friend reached in, started a GoFundMe account to help cover the cost, completely covered the cost. But all I keep thinking about is, man, that stinks.
Well, I think she's missing the point here. There's a real resale market. I mean, if kids are after these things, she should be doubling, tripling the price. All right? Make a little money. Open a window on the side of the house. Now there's a new ice cream stop.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your child accidentally buy online?
My 4-year-old was playing with my phone, and I didn't realize he had it. Next thing we know, the doorbell rings, and there's takeout bags on my front porch. 10 minutes later, again, the doorbell rings. He placed 3 orders on DoorDash by accident.
Okay, now here's the question, Raven. Do you immediately eat all the takeout food that he ordered, no matter where it's from, because it's there?
I mean, you have to eat the food. Nobody lets food go to waste, let alone hot, steaming delivery right to my door.
I'm into it. I'd be like, it's like roulette. It's takeout roulette, and I want to play that game.
It's a terrible mistake, and I might complain and try and get some sort of money back, but I'm not giving the food back. You know that rule.
Yeah, definitely. I was thinking about it. There's nothing that my kids have ever accidentally ordered that has show up on the doorstep. Knock on wood, not yet anyway.
Mm.
But I've accidentally ordered like multiple things. Like I go to order a bathing suit, next thing I know, 4 show up, and I'm like, oh, I didn't mean to do that, you know? Have you ever accidentally bought anything online?
You know, if I did, whatever it was, I kept it because, you know, I have a policy about no returns. I'm just too lazy to do returns.
On our text line, it says, my son was buying something on his PS4, so I gave him my credit card. He spent $140 on WWE games.
It seems so dangerous now because anything that you enter your credit card in, like, they save it. They save that information.
Yeah.
It's default.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a one button, you know, purchase after that.
Yeah, it's scary with those video games because they just push a button and there it goes. 1-800-330-9999. What did your child accidentally buy online?
Okay, so my son was 11 or 12 and he was getting to that hormonal stage and he clicked on a website, one of those inappropriate websites, and we got a call from the woman double checking if he really lived there and how old he was, because he had asked to speak to a woman named Jessica, and Jessica was told that he was a professional baseball player that worked part-time for Donald Trump, and she thought it sounded a little sketchy. So.
Wow.
See that? And they say there's no honor among thieves. Sometimes there are. There is honor among cam stars, at least.
And then he tried to deny it. He tried to deny it. They asked for him by name, and he's like, I didn't do that, Mom.
That's fantastic. Oh.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your child accidentally buy online?
It was my nephew. He ordered 7 Nerf guns that cost over $100 each. And I really think it's the new generation. I don't think the old generation used to do this stuff.
Well, because we didn't have access to the internet. Right.
There was no internet or cell phone, yeah. So you're right. No,
now,
nobody.
These kids are just like little Apple babies.
Mm. I imagine that your get-togethers and barbecues are really fun, though, with all those Nerf guns.
Right.
Oh, my God. My sister was mad because we just ordered Nerf guns for his birthday, the ones that he ordered himself.
He really, really wanted. He was making sure he was going to get them.
He
Thanks for
the
call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your child accidentally buy online?
Well, my daughter kept clicking buy on Roblox box or whatever it's called, so I got a bill for $600.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my nightmare.
Did they give you back the money? That is terrifying.
It was bad. I'm still working on it.
Oh, my gosh. Good luck.
So every once in a while, I'll see a $19.99 payment pop up. And I'm like, what the heck is that? And then I immediately know because I hear the legs running down the stairs. And it's like my daughter Hayden. She's got like a $20 bill in her hand. Mommy, this is my money. Can I buy the Roblox? But imagine you don't know when you get that bill.
Here's the thing. $600 and they fight me on giving me the money back. I at least have to learn how to play myself now.
No.
Like now I'm getting my money's worth out of this one way or the other. Like I'm spending that money one way or the other. Daddy went to work. Daddy's going to put in the playtime.
I'm going to be honest, Raven. If I was a billionaire and I knew that all eyes would be on me after I announced my divorce, I would do the exact same thing.
Did you hear what Bezos did today?
Like, what did he
do? Not to change on your subject, but you tell me your story first and I'll tell you this one.
Melinda Gates, she rented a private island in the Caribbean. It's $132,000 a night for her. She invited her 3 kids and their significant others, and she had it planned that immediately after the announcement, they would retreat to this island to hide from the media. And Bill Gates didn't get an invitation, as you could probably imagine why.
I mean, here's the thing. Imagine the fact that they have some fences anyways. They have a bunch of security. It's not like you're getting a hold of Gates' children if you want to at any time. Man, that's a lot of money. Man, that's kind of arrogant to own your own island.
Well, they don't own it. They're renting it for $132,000.
I mean, what's the point?
I was thinking about it, and I was like, they do so much for charity. So much.
So it's totally worthwhile that they own their own island?
If they
what a
go
nonsense
away,
thing to stay. Because they do things for charity, it's okay that one person owns an island.
Well, they don't own it. They rented it for $132,000 a night.
That's
somewhere for her and the kids to go hide? Yeah, go for it.
Unbelievably out of touch because they do some things where they give away money. All right, Bezos just bought a boat worth over $500 million. That's what he did.
Well,
that's
he wants to hide from the media, too?
I guess so.
Right.
On his own private, floating island is what's going on there.
Is that his midlife crisis? I just got a divorce boat, you know?
I would guess so, right?
Some get a Mustang.
It's his Firebird, right.
He bought a $500 billion yacht.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I think like the way you deal with right after a divorce, there's certain things you just do, like that actual moment right after that you want to do.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What did you do immediately after filing for a divorce? Raven, what did you do?
Well, I tell you what. I moved the biggest television that I possessed right into the room. Like, first, I mean, the apartment that I went and got after was like a studio apartment anyways, but I put my bed like about 10 feet from the television because that would always be a huge no-no in the other house. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to live like this now because this is how men live, on top of a television. I also put the couch in the room. I had other couches, but I put the couch there that she hated the most. It was like a couch of my mother's, and she hated it so much that became my main couch.
And now,
on top of the television,
he's taken the fabric and he's made it into a sweatshirt that he wears every day to work.
I wear it like a hope cloth wrapped around me like a cape of that super time after. Man, there was only like 600 square feet in that apartment. I had 2 cats at the time. It was tough on a summer day.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do immediately following your divorce?
My husband, my ex-husband, always hated tattoos. He said women were trash. So as soon as papers were signed, I went to the tattoo parlor and got a huge tattoo on my back.
Oh, women with tattoos are trash. Okay. I was going to say, I mean, that's not a good opening pickup line. Women are trash. Great. Marry me.
What did you get?
I got a clock to symbolize that that time of my life was over.
There is something to be said about getting like hot or getting the thing that they never wanted to see you wear or do or whatever after you break up, right? I mean, that's a big one.
Yeah. Melinda Gates, first thing she did after the divorce announcement, she rented an island, $132,000 a night for her and her kids to go hide from the media. I'm with her. I would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos spent $500 million on a mega yacht that's just been announced right now, but he did it long ago when his divorce was getting underway.
For the average person, you know, me and you, that's not really in our realm of possibilities, but what was the very first thing you did after your divorce announcement? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I cried my head off in the car. I could barely drive home. And then when I got home, I opened up the wedding album and I destroyed every photo that he was in.
Nice.
I would do the same.
Were you using a marker or were you using like, you know, like a pencil. And you would like scribble out his face?
No.
Nope. What did you do?
No. Bare hands, right?
Put them in the fireplace, and I'm glad I did what I did when I did it.
That's right, right. If anything, you say to yourself when it's over, when you see hindsight, you're like, wow, I should have moved a little bit quicker.
Absolutely.
Right? I waited too long.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do right after your divorce?
Well, she took my dog, and I lost my car, and all of our friends took her side, which, yeah, makes a lot of sense. So I packed up and moved. I moved out of state.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. That just jumped right out of me. But sometimes the best way is a new start.
Yeah, I figured I may as well start over completely, and it is helping.
If you don't mind me asking, you said, I guess it makes sense that all your friends took her side. What happened?
Well, you know, I really just can't commit to the things that she wanted, or more importantly, the things that she needed.
Like, probably just one person, I'm going to guess.
That's very grown-up of you saying that.
Yeah, that's a good step in the direction.
Very grown-up of you saying that. Mm-hmm. I mean, she should at least give you, like, half the car back. Or
no, well, a door.
Maybe a bicycle.
You get one door of your
something.
Car.
Mm. You're better off. A little bit weird that you had to change your name, but you're better off.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do right after your divorce?
So my ex-wife, she got the house. And so I moved into my mom's condo and like literally gained 20 pounds because my mom was constantly cooking for me.
Well, I mean, you sound like you're laughing about it now. So you must have gotten the better of it at this point, or at least a handle on yourself, I'm guessing. You lost the weight.
I'm getting there.
You moved out of mom's house.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I had to. It wasn't fun anymore.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do right after your divorce?
Okay, I'm not proud of it, but I went out with one of his old friends for a while, and I knew he'd be so mad about it, and that's kind of my reason I did it. And I knew this guy was like a frenemy and that they never really got along. Honestly, after the third date, I had to cut it off because the guy was a jerk, but I think I got my point across, you know.
Girls are never spiteful, Anna. Girls are angels. Huh? They come from such a nice place. Mars and Venus. Let me tell you about Venus. Sometimes it can be a very spiteful place.
It would have been one thing if you were like, he was a really nice guy and we hit it off. But you like knew from the beginning he was a jerk.
Right,
like,
but you were like, no, I'm still in for two or three days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let me see if somebody can see us making out somewhere in public. That'd be all right. Right?
After he posts the picture on Facebook, then I'm out.
I mean, I've done stuff like this too, except it was eighth grade. So, you know.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Dan and Elise. Elise, let's start with you. What's going on?
Hey, so I'm getting married. I'm very excited about it.
Yay!
Yes. Thank you so much. But my soon-to-be brother-in-law has asked my husband, or soon-to-be husband, and I, if he could propose to his fiance at our wedding, and he has planned or is planning to do like this big flash mob thing. And I personally don't think that it is appropriate and that it is going to take away from me, from us, and our special day.
Dan, what's your side of this?
I mean,
I see her point. I mean, I don't know. It's hard for me to say no to my brother. You know, he's my little brother, and, like, this is what he wants to do. I don't know. I just, yeah.
On the surface, Dan,
I feel like my hands are kind of tied, you know?
Yeah, I don't think they are, though. On the surface, Dan, I mean, I got to be honest with you. It definitely feels like I want to be the center of attention when somebody else is the center of attention. I mean, I've never liked this, Anna, when somebody proposes at somebody else's wedding. Like, if it's a spontaneous thing and it happens there and you're so moved by the day, great. And I would envision that happening later in the reception. But the very thought of a flash mob coming into my wedding and not being part of my plan and my vision seems to me like you're taking over.
I mean, I don't really think it's a big deal. It's not going to be the whole event. You know, I mean, we're going to have our wedding, the ceremony, we're going to get married. That's what people are there for. This is just something that is happening along with it.
It would have been one thing if it's like a friend that asked, then it would be awkward. But if it's your brother and your whole family is there, and I could see why there's something very endearing about that idea, is being able to do it publicly like that.
Maybe for his family.
Everyone's there.
Maybe for his family. What's Elise's mother going to think? Well, what's Elise's dad going to think?
Exactly.
Elise, but do you have a relationship with Dan's brother's girlfriend?
I do have a relationship with Dan's brother's girlfriend. I think she's very sweet, and I would really love to be a part of the proposal. However, I don't want to be a part of her proposal at my wedding. It's my wedding.
Let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you. It's not cool to propose at somebody's wedding when you're taking the light off of them on their big day. But they may see Dan's side, too, that it's his brother. It's not a stranger. He wants to include you in this proposal, and clearly he's thought it over and he wants to do it. So what's the big deal?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Dan and Elise are all set to get married. They have their wedding coming up. But Dan's brother has come to them and says, I would like to propose to my girlfriend at your wedding. I want to do like a flash mob thing and surprise her. Dan says, yeah, it's a great idea. My baby bro wants to get married too. This is going to be so fun. Elise says, this is just going to take away from our day. Why does he have to do it at our wedding?
You spend your whole life dreaming of your dream wedding. All right, just give it up for the bride one time.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
Hi, I'm on the bride-to-be side. I'm sorry, but I would not want anybody taking away from my day. He can set up this whole mob thing another time, another place to do it. I don't think it's right.
You know, if he really wants everybody from the family there, here's an idea. Why doesn't he offer to pay the bride and groom to have a brunch the next morning with all the guests the day after, that those that stayed in town? The little
That's
brother can foot the
idea.
Bill for it. Yeah, the little brother can foot the bill, and then he can ask his soon-to-be wife there if she wants to marry him, if you want
like
the spectacle.
That.
Yeah.
Right.
Like
Thank
that.
You.
I'm going to guess in the
much, yes.
I'm guessing
better.
There's no way he does it, because I'm guessing he also still doesn't have a very good job and mom's paying for it.
That's a big
That's
assumption,
what I'm guessing.
Raven. That's a big assumption.
Have a good morning.
Yeah. I saw this viral video, Raven, of and it's everybody was loving it, where the bride, you know, where you throw the bouquet and whoever catches it next to get married.
Sure.
So she goes to throw it, and then she turns around and she walks it up to one of the bridesmaids and hands it to her, and the bridesmaid looks confused. And then she turns around, and there's her boyfriend on his knee and proposes at that moment. And I remember thinking, okay, this is really sweet, but the first thing I thought was, but this is taking away from the bride's moment, I guess.
Right, right. And what if she wanted to say no? What if she wanted to think about it? Right.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court. Dan's younger brother has come up to him and said, I would like to propose to my girlfriend at your wedding. We could do like a flash mob. Dan thinks it's a great idea. How fun. Elise, not so much.
Sounds like to me 20 minutes of chaos going on in the middle of their reception, where the older people that are already having fun are going to be confused and those that are involved are going to be distracted.
What do you think? Is it really taking away from their day for his little brother to do that? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on? It's a Couples Court.
Oh, the wife, absolutely. I think it's so selfish to try to piggyback off someone else's day.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more. I mean, if you wanted to ask at the very end of the reception and it was going to be a thing right there at the last minute, that's one thing. But a flash mob at somebody else's wedding, like, how tacky is that? Rude.
You're getting
rude.
A free crowd. That's what he's looking for.
Yeah, it's rude.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on Elise's side here. I'm a baby brother myself, and yeah, we do like the attention. But I think Elise and Dan have
this one day that celebrates the two of them coming together, and nothing else could be spotlit in there, even if it's for 2 minutes or 10 seconds, even if it was spontaneous. I disagree with that, too. Just let's have that day be about the two of them, period.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. She spent so much time and money planning her wedding, and he could do it another day.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Elise, our audience agreed with you. Absolutely not, Dan. You're going to have to say, I'll do anything you need, little bro, to help you out, and we could do this flash mob another time, but you can't take away from my big day. And hopefully he just understands. I bet he will.
I hope he will. Well, he's going to have to. How's that?
Let me tell you the day that he'll understand once he's married, right? Once he actually has a wife. Right now, you know, fiance, girlfriend, whatever it may be, it's different. They're excited. They think that their happiness is the center of the universe, right? But then once you get married, you realize that, no. My spouse's happiness is what's paramount here. You're footing the bill for the day. It's your day's celebration.
Yeah. You're right. He can do it another time.
I think that it's going to be hard for you to tell him, but the minute you tell him, you're going to feel completely better.
It won't be hard. He'll tell him today.
Blame it on us.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hey, Karen, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Okay, Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Karen.
All right, we have $500 on the line. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back into the studio and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Okay.
Okay. Number one, on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they voted in secret whether it was time to end the series, and Khloe wanted to continue with it. She was the only one that wanted to. What is Khloe's daughter's name?
True.
Number two, model Lori Harvey, that's Michael B. Jordan's girlfriend, she's been testing her new skincare line on him, and his skin is glowing. Michael B. Jordan got his start by playing Reggie Porter on what soap opera?
That would be All My Children.
Number three, Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has failed his first drug test and may have his win stripped from him. The Kentucky Derby was the first race of the Triple Crown this year, which is the second coming up next weekend. Actually, this weekend.
I forgot what it's called.
Number four, Bo, a former White House dog, passed away this weekend. What president did he belong to?
I don't remember.
And number five, Chris Martin was a member on what reality TV show this weekend that had a Coldplay theme night?
Oh, my God. I know this. American Idol.
All right. Let me bring Raven back in. Not bad, Karen.
Yo.
All right. Karen was shaky. No, it was not. She was shaky, but she got 4 out of 5. You got to have a little more faith
in
yourself.
4 out of 5.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Number one, on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they voted in secret whether it was time to end the series, and Khloe was the only one that wanted to continue with it.
Mm.
What is Khloe's daughter's name?
Khloe's daughter's name... True? Is that true?
Yes. Number two, model Lori Harvey, that's Michael B. Jordan's girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's been testing her new skincare line on him, and his skin is glowing. Michael B. Jordan got his start by playing Reggie Porter on what soap opera?
He was on All My Children.
Fun side note, he got that part because Chadwick Boseman turned it down.
Wow.
Yeah. Number three, Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has failed his first drug test and may have his win stripped. The Kentucky Derby was the first race of the Triple Crown this year. The next one is coming up this weekend. Which is it?
Preakness.
Yes. You know what I was wondering?
What's up?
What happens to the money that people won if he's disqualified?
So it doesn't affect the betting at all. So
really?
Isn't that funny? So the next horse wins and they might get the prize. I think they get the prize from the Kentucky Derby. The money has to be returned by the owner that's disqualified. But as far as if you bet on it, no change.
Number four, Bo, a former White House dog, passed away this weekend. What president did he belong to?
Wasn't he Obama's dog?
Yes. And number five, Chris Martin was a mentor on what reality TV show this weekend that had a Coldplay theme night?
I'll just guess American Idol.
It's a good guess.
Yeah.
Karen, he beat you 5-4 this morning. That was really close, but we are going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Thank you. I'm Karen, and I can't be Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Karen. You did great. We really appreciate it.
Enjoy that shirt, girl.
Thank
Better
you.
Luck next time.